Good morning to you. We are studying life this month. So what we want to learn and practice this week is that our lives are expressions of God life and to choose to affirm more fully that power of life every day. I'm not getting older, I'm getting better. So in December, we celebrate Christmas and we celebrate life. Life is a spiritual power or ability. We have the power of life. Life evolves in its various expression. The forms of life change. Our connection with the life power is ageless, forever unfolding. We are living in eternal life now. Real life doesn't start after we die and go to some other realm called heaven. Life doesn't begin with birth and end with death. Life is an ageless, continuing, vitalizing power, our 12th power. It's time to understand your life power and realize life is for living. We can look at a limited view of our life power or a more constructive view of our life power. For instance, life is limited and is measured in years, or life is an infinite endowment of God. We have life comes from the body, or the body comes from life. On the one hand, there's life gets old and wears out. On the other hand, life is an endless power. We have sickness is natural or health is natural. Do you want to believe death is the end of life or death is a transition from one phase of life expression to another, a change of cosmic address? Human life is just a preparation for being with God in eternal life, or eternal life is always here and now. Youth is not a time of life, it's a state of mind. Our life power is ageless, forever unfolding. Affirm life, celebrate life. The source of our life is God, and God is eternal, almighty good. I am the ever-renewing, ever-unfolding expression of infinite life. We're not just aging, we are saging. Judas Iscariot represents the power of life. Judas must have demonstrated high qualities, or Jesus would not have chosen him as a disciple. Jesus trusted Judas enough to have him handle the money to provide places for the disciples to sleep and eat on their travels. However, Judas miscalculated the life Jesus was revealing, wanting to force Jesus to use his power to get rid of the Romans rather than seeing that he was demonstrating a greater love, consciousness, and life to be applied by all people as individuals and society. When Judas led the authorities to Jesus, Judas may have believed that God would intervene and not let Jesus die. Maybe he hoped Jesus would bring a worldly kingdom that would overthrow Roman rule. Judas hung himself and was replaced by Matthias, who is thought to be in harmony with the others and able to carry forth the work of the indwelling, living Christ Spirit. Life is continuous. There are three realms of life we have. The courage and wisdom to explore life before birth, life after birth, and life after death. Ian Stevenson, MD, who was the chairman of the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Virginia, points out how odd it is that so many people have accepted and argued for a life after death, but so many Westerners never even have considered a life before birth. Life after death has not been proven, but certainly has been indicated by the research of Raymond Moody, MD. His study of near-death experiences offers fascinating possibilities that we go forth into a loving, welcoming, light-filled hereafter. But by far, the most important question for us is there life after birth? How alive are we now? This program of spiritual study and practice helps us to use all our powers to affirm, believe in, will, image, and embrace life. We declare that life is good. We all have our challenges, but life is worth the effort, worth living. Our credo for the 12th power study is, I study life, I teach life, I meditate on life, I affirm life, I talk life, I live life, I use all my 12 powers to live fully and productively. Life is for living. If you woke up this morning with more health than illness, then you're more blessed than the million who will not survive this week. If you have never experienced the danger of battle, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, or the pangs of starvation, you're ahead of 500 million people in the world. If you can attend a church meeting without fear of harassment, arrest, torture, or death, you're more blessed than 3 billion people in the world. If you have food in the refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof overhead, and a place to sleep, you are richer than 75% of this world. If you have money in the bank, in your wallet, and spare change in a dish somewhere, you're among the top 8% of the world's wealthy. So being that blessed, maybe it's time we started living our lives. I'd like to conclude with what Barbara Scheer wrote in a book entitled, I Could Do Anything If I Only Knew What It Was. Now is the operative word. Everything you put in your way is just a method of putting off the hour when you could actually be doing your dream. You don't need endless time and perfect conditions. Do it now, do it today, do it for 20 minutes, and watch your heart start beating. I want us to contemplate for our few final minutes together what it means, what it looks like, what it feels like to be a gift. Close your eyes, if you will, and see in your mind's eye a beautifully wrapped Christmas present. Perhaps it's wrapped in gold. Perhaps it sparkles and shimmers. Perhaps the paper has a pattern, perhaps not. Maybe it's wrapped in that kind of material that seems translucent and yet contains all the colors of the rainbow and more. My guess is that every gift that is being imagined in this moment is different from any other one. But each one is beautiful in its own way. Exquisitely beautiful because it represents the outer expression of God of each one of you. You are the outer expression of God. You are the beautifully wrapped gift of God. You represent God in this world. But you're more than a shiny, pretty package, because as beautiful as that is, the inside is even more glorious. So open the package now and see that the gift is filled with the light of God, the energy of God, the power of God, the love of God, the abundance of God, the peace of God. Inside is all that is. Recognize this box as you. Inside and outside, you are the gift. So my friends, bring to this holiday season the greatest gift you can, the gift of you, your heart, your love, your ideas, your creativity, your sweet, sacred, and holy presence. And when you do, the holidays will be just that, sweet, sacred, and holy. And so it is.